Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Charles Whelan back on the show. Charles, a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, senior lecturer and policy fellow at Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. Yeah, that one up there. And he is the author of Naked Statistics, Naked Economics, The Rationing. That's just three of his many books, and he's a global thinker and our good friend. Charles, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be with you. I'm also a global traveler.
I know.
I have a book that dropped yesterday.
Is that right?
Which one? Our family gap year. It's called We Came, We Saw, We Left, A Family Gap Year.
This is, yeah, no, you told us about this. You guys took a year off a couple of years ago, and you took your kids all over the world. I don't have my copy, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to have to arrange that. But, yeah, the subtitle is 9 months, 6 continents, 3 teenagers. And I will say the book dwells most on the 3 teenagers.
You're a better man than I, Gunga Din. So,
not at every moment. At every moment.
Well, when I get the book, we're going to have you back and we'll talk about it. So, we'll remind you folks about that book in a minute. But, Charles, I want to get your thoughts on where you think we are right now in the vaccine rollout.
We seem to be
getting stumbling a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've at least realized that we're stumbling. It's kind of a disaster. For those folks who are old enough, it reminds me of trying to buy concert tickets in the 1970s.
Yeah, before there were apps.
Before there were apps, before you could phone, before you could make internet appointments, you know, pretty much everything that's happened in the last 40 years.
You had to go down and camp out.
Camp out. And I even had a worse experience. We were traveling in China in the late 1980s, and the way they distributed train tickets, if there were 100 seats on the train, they'd take 10 tickets and put them at the rail station, 10 at one hotel, 10 at a different rail station, so they spread them all over the city. But nobody could communicate. So you didn't know how many, so you had to go to all 10 locations, nine of which may be sold out, and the 10th might have 10 tickets left. And so it's just this whole idea that people can't even make an appointment. I understand why they can't get the vaccine immediately. There's not enough. But the fact that you can't even plan to get it in March at 2 o'clock.
I know people who have gone down to like a health department to get the shot. These are people who are over 75. And they would say, "Well, we think we're booked up because they did. Some people do have an appointment. We're booked up, but some people don't show up. So just sit out in your car, and if we have any extra, we'll come out and get you."
Right. One of my friends got vaccinated on that way, and he's not even in any high risk group. He just happened to be in the hospital by coincidence. They said, "Oh my God, this vial is going to go bad. Quick!" Well, you know, remember Ronald Reagan's favorite joke? So it was the Soviet Union. Probably half your listeners can't even remember the Soviet Union.
Right.
But a woman goes to buy a car, the Lada, the old Soviet car that was so terrible. And the Lada salesman says, "Okay, we've got one for you. Come back in 12 years on August 2nd. And the woman says, 12 years from now, August 2nd, she's got her diary out. She says, "Morning or afternoon?" And he says, "Well, what difference does it make? It's 12 years from now." And she says, "The plumber's coming that day."
Oh, no.
I kind of feel like we're in the middle of that, but that was the Soviet Union.
Yeah, exactly. And that was 30 years ago. So what do you think? What's the answer?
Well, we've got to get some people who are involved in logistics. And my understanding is that that's happening. Salesforce and Amazon and some of these other folks. I mean, what Amazon has done around logistics is just stunning. I mean, sometimes I feel like a book gets delivered before I even know I want to buy it.
Right.
But so, you know, all the great advances we've made in warehousing, everything from golf to, you know, buying things online has been made easier by reservation systems and
right.
queuing up. And
don't forget, you've got one inherent problem in this whole thing, and that's the fact that the federal government is involved.
Well, as I said, I'm hoping that they're going to start to subcontract out. I think if you get some private providers who have expertise in this, that kind of solves that
problem. Also, technology, science will help us, because some of these vaccines, you know, there are half a dozen of them being developed. At least one of them doesn't have to be refrigerated. They ought to be able to mail it to you.
Right. There should be innovations. Now, the more high-tech we go, if the first group to get it is still over 75, there may
right.
be a disconnect between the technology we're using and the audience that's getting the vaccine.
Don't be uncharitable. Don't be uncharitable. I've seen people over 75 use apps. Come on, Charles. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more about some of the other issues that you and I are dealing with and we're going to be dealing with in hopefully what we can call the post-pandemic economy. Charles Whelan is here. He's the author of Naked Economics, The Rationing, and Others. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.